look into your childhood memories for a moment. What was your favorite fort you built as a kid?
We had this old school dining room table that doubled as our tornado shelter. With some sheets and pillows, you could get a surprisingly big fort out of that. And for Eau Claire children's book author Katie Vennett,
the world is filled with forts. Tiny worlds within this world, safe as coat pockets.
That is Vennett reading from Forts. It's her picture book about all sorts of forts and how they make us feel.
Scoot into the hideout behind a waterfall, where washed rocks smell of minerals. Plink, plunk, whoosh. Foxes, owls, and raccoons live in wild forts. They may share with you for a moment.
Vennett came on the show with us in March after her book had been selected for Dolly Parton's Imagination Library.
As the world mourns the passing of Dolly Parton, we're highlighting her free global program delivering books to children in the mail and how tens of thousands of kids will be able to read the book Forts with their caregivers.
No matter the fort, forts are for friends, because only friends can share a fort.
In a bit, we'll hear about efforts to keep the Imagination Library in Eau Claire for years to come.
But first, let's revisit this conversation with author Katie Vennett. How does it feel to learn that your book, Forts, was chosen for Dolly Parton's Imagination Library?
It was amazing. Being chosen for the Dolly Parton Imagination Library is every picture book writer's dream. It's the Mount Everest of picture book writing. It felt wonderful and kind of scary and humbling and all of those feelings.
How does the Imagination Library work? Can you tell us a little bit about it?
Sure. It's a nonprofit that Dolly Parton started in 2002. And she just started it in her local county. And then it was so successful that she worked on expanding it out. And now it's an international nonprofit. I believe it's the largest early literacy nonprofit in the world. Mm-hmm. And any child from age 0 to 5, there's no income requirements. Any child can receive free books every month, one free book every month, as long as they live in a county where the program is offered. So it's offered in every state, but not every county. And fundraising works on the local level. So each county has to raise the money for the program locally. And then they get a book that's chosen. Every child in the country gets the same book for that age group the same month. So, for example, every child born in 2022 who's enrolled in the program in the U.S. will be getting Forts in August.
Mm. Where did you come up with the idea for the book? Why Forts?
Well, I loved making forts as a child. I have two brothers and a sister. And that was one of our favorite activities, is building forts in our living room. We had a treehouse in the backyard. It was just a platform that had been nailed into a maple tree. but we called it a treehouse. And we built forts in our living room and in the basement and basically in every room of the house whenever we could. And then when I had my own children, I carried that forward and we built forts together. And I remembered how fun it was to crawl into the space that a child could create and decorate however they want. You know, we'd get those giant boxes for dog food or whatever.
Yeah.
And I just let my children draw all over them however they wanted to decorate them. And we'd make these massive structures in the living room. And I just remember how empowering that was. To be able to make this little world all your own. And somehow it just turned into a picture book. I just started writing it down one day, and my children gave me some tips and they gave me some notes. And we went out and we looked for more forts out in the woods, you know, little homes where animals might live. And those made their way into the manuscript as well. And it just kind of came together. It was one of the easiest books I've ever written. I think it just drew from that deep well within me of just loving forts for the last, you know, 40 plus years.
You make it sound so easy, but the language in picture books, I mean, words are scarce. How do you go about selecting just the right words?
Normally picture books are not easy. I've worked on picture books for years and years before I thought they were ready. For this, it was, I wanted the language to feel cozy and to match the imagery. So it was just a matter of swapping out words, which is a cozy word, which is not a cozy word. Lichen, for example, not that cozy, did not make it into the book. But then I also looked for sounds, like that O sound is a really cozy sound. So I tried to work in the O sound whenever I could. Forts, world, maroon. So it was just playing with sounds and how they sound when you read them aloud, and what kind of feeling do those give you.
And the feeling has to also extend to the adult or the caregiver, the parent who is reading the book to the child as well. How do you include them in the picture book?
That's a great question. That is one of the great challenges of writing picture books, is to write something that appeals to the child and the adult, because if either one of those two don't like the picture book, it won't get read. Or it'll get read once, but it won't make it into the regular rotation. And what we really want is to write books that make it into the regular rotation. So I think with Forts, I think it appeals to adults because of, they, like me, remember building forts as children and remember that they have that nostalgia and that feeling of coziness and empowerment. And so I think that appeals to adults. I've seen some parents start crying in my readings because they just remember these experiences that they had as children playing in forts.
Talking with you makes me wonder how you felt as a kid in your treehouse fort, because there's this moment in the picture book where you use the word like people-y, when the world's too people-y.
Yeah.
How did your fort make you feel?
Safe. Yeah. I was going for that too, is just that feeling of safety that a child has in a fort. I think there's a concept called play schemas. And these are common ways that children like to play. And one of them is called the enveloping, and there's another one called enclosing play schemas. And these are ideas that young children like to enclose themselves in things. They like to have smaller spaces. And I think that's really common. In our wonderful library in Eau Claire, we have a sculpture in the children's section that is this tiny cave. And kids can crawl into it. Adults can crawl into it too, but it is not comfortable, I can tell you. But it's just this feeling of being enclosed, and kids just love that feeling of being safe and having a small enclosure to be in.
Katie, thank you for sharing Forts with us.
Oh, thank you for having me.
That is Katie Vennett, an Eau Claire-based children's author. Her picture book, Forts, was selected for Dolly Parton's Imagination Library. The program delivers free monthly books to children in the mail up to age 5. Now to look at efforts to keep Eau Claire's Imagination Library going into the future, we're joined by author B.J. Hollers, an English professor at UW-Eau Claire. He's co-chair of the Imagination Fund campaign, which is raising money to continue Dolly Parton's Imagination Library in Eau Claire County. Hi, B.J. Welcome to the program.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
Why encourage parents and kids in your community to read books like Katie's Forts together?
There are so many reasons why we should be encouraging this. I mean, scientifically, there's all kinds of studies that say things like, 90% of a child's brain development occurs in the first 5 years, which is the exact time when this program takes place. It's 30% of Eau Claire County households live below what is called the asset limited income constrained employed threshold, meaning it's hard for these families to buy books. So this is a way to help with that. And one of the best indications of how people will perform academically, it always starts with early exposure to books. And so it's so interesting in this kind of technological world we live in, where we think we need the fastest touchscreen to get ahead. In fact, it's just having a common book, and in fact, a lot of books in your household, that can make the biggest difference.
What is the impact of the Imagination Library program in your community?
It's huge. Tens of thousands of books have already been distributed. Worldwide, I'll add 200 million books have gone out thanks to Dolly Parton's Imagination Library. And so we are just one community. But already it's huge. And what we're trying to do is to find a way to make sure that this can continue in perpetuity. So we've got a $1.6 million campaign to make sure that every child in Eau Claire County, both today and tomorrow, can be a part of this for ages 0 through 5 for every month of those years.
And with that campaign, what do the funds go to support? Where do they go?
Yeah, great question. I think it's a little confusing for folks because we hear Dolly Parton and we think, oh, Dolly Parton must
be paying
for all this.
She's got it covered. Yeah.
She's got it all covered, which would be lovely, but she is doing her part, let me tell you. But what she does really is help facilitate, her group helps facilitate the bulk buy of all these books. And so it really is up to every individual community to find a way to fund this. The good news is because of these deals, it's about $3 per book, and that includes shipping. And so it's a great bargain. I mean, literally for the price of half a cup of coffee these days, you can get a book into a child's hands. So it's really impressive. And so the money we earn goes to pretty much offset those costs to ensure that the books can be sent to children in our own backyards and our neighbors and friends.
So what is the benefit then of having the Imagination Library program in addition to what traditional community libraries offer?
That's a great, great question. Of course, never want to say a negative thing about the library. That is a perfect place to get so much of this work done. But there's something really special. And I've seen it in my own household and my friends' households where, you know, a child runs to the mailbox because they know that book is coming. And they open the flap and they see their name right there beneath the address. And they see the book that is theirs. And then they run it inside and a loving adult or a sibling of theirs gets to read it with them. And that's what's so cool about it. No one needs to drive a kid to the library. For those folks who maybe don't have access to those places all the time, it goes right to the kid. And the kid takes such ownership over the book. And it is just so exciting to see my own daughter have her own little shelf of Dolly Parton books, you know, and to return to them and tell people this is my book. And it's really kind of an empowering thing for a child to have ownership over a book, or in this case, a series of books.
What is reading like in the Hollers household?
Oh, gosh. Well, I wish there was more of it. I have some older kids now who are, reading digitally at best. But for the younger one, especially, it is a nighttime thing, you know, and just the selection of the book. For me as a writer, I mean, the most exciting part just happened last week where we transitioned from reading the book to writing the book. And so she's got her big stack of books over here on her left, and she's got her markers and paper over here, and she'll read a little bit and get inspired and write a couple pages. And that's how it works for a lot of writers. You know, you stand on the shoulders of giants, you read what came before, and then you find that fire and try to contribute to it.
Oh, I love that story, and where she finds inspiration then in the books she's read, and then she tries it out a little bit step by step on her own.
Well, and then she has her own reading for the whole family, you know, so it's such a cool thing to see that, you know, she feels that she's a part of it too, and that's a great thing.
How is the fundraising going for the Imagination Fund?
Yeah, we are on our way. We spent a lot of the first year, we're still in our first year, kind of laying the groundwork, you know, so we're still kind of in the silent part of the campaign, looking for those big corporate donors to step up, but also individuals, you know, and so over the next year, we're really going to do our best to make the most headway, but we feel like we're in a good place, and now is truly a time for folks who've got enough money to support even a single child for a year. You know, $3 a book is not much over 12 months. It's $36 or so. So there's a lot of people who can jump on board and be a part of this.
And then finally, how does this program set Eau Claire County apart in terms of, you know, building up community and helping a young generation get a good start?
Well, let me just, first of all, say how exciting it is that we have one of our very own Eau Clareans, Katie, with this book that will be a part of this library. I mean, I walk the same trails Katie walks. I probably see a lot of the same forts in the woods. And it's just so exciting to live in a community where we can say, hey, that book you just got in the mail, that was written by someone who lives right down the street from us, you know? And so it is just an unbelievably fortuitous connection to have Katie's book selected at this very moment in time. I don't know of any other community that can say that, but it's huge. I mean, as someone who's pretty involved in the literary and the art scenes around here, what I love about the adult art scene is that we all play so collaboratively together. You know, a musician has an idea, they can call a writer, they'll call a painter, we'll get the room, it'll happen, you know? And I think it all sort of starts with stuff like this. When a child can understand this book is mine, can share it with their friends, then maybe they want to write their own, and then maybe they can share it with others. And so building this mentality of working together and sharing what we create, it's just the first step to a lifetime of that.
BJ, good to talk with you. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
That is a conversation earlier this year with UW-Eau Claire English professor BJ Hollers. He co-chairs the Imagination Fund campaign, raising money to continue providing free monthly book deliveries to young children in Eau Claire County. Earlier, we heard from Katie Bennett, an Eau Claire-based children's author. Her book, Forts, was selected for Dolly Parton's Imagination Library.
We're remembering the late country music icon who died Tuesday and her contributions to literacy, putting books in the hands of children across the country and here in Wisconsin.